Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Outspoken with Eden Halves, where we talk everything. There are no holes barred, but I do have to let you know that there is going to be some foul language and alcohol consumption. So you've been warned and off you fuck if you're boring. You can find this podcast every Friday at 7 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. I am joined here today by someone you may recognise. It's my twin, Yasmin Olivia, Mignonette, Christophe Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia. How do you feel to be here?
Sick. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm fung panning today. Oh, you didn't get a clap. Yasmin's here, everyone. Yay!
Oh, my God.
So, you are my first guest.
Yeah.
Because you are here to deliver the clout. So, let's address the elephant in the room. My lash. Is it on?
Yeah. And hard to get. I've got them on.
We have so many things to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know where to begin.
Okay.
Obviously, you're all watching for one reason. We'll get there to the end so you watch the whole episode. You know, make sure you do like, comment and subscribe. If you're listening in your car, enjoy. I hope you've got a lovely drink. If you're watching us, my lash is hanging off. I have a whole realm of questions for us, but let's start off. Where did your career begin in TikTok? Well, I think I'll take this one. No, I'm joking. Go on. You did a TikTok before I did a TikTok.
Working in the bridal shop and I was shouting. I'm working in the bridal shop and I filmed a TikTok because someone said it was like a cool new app. And my video went viral. It was like a funny bridal wedding
sound. Oh, how boring. Anyway, and then I downloaded it.
And everyone forgot I existed.
No, Yaz put up a video in a bridal thing and it went so viral because you were trolled for being orange.
Yep.
But it went viral. And I was so jealous because all my life, all I've ever wanted
was to be me.
It's to be Yasmin. And now all Yasmin wants is to be me.
It's a strange place we're in.
This is therapy, actually.
Yeah, I know. Are we going to... No, I think it's somewhere deep inside.
I think they're... I still love you. Yeah, so Yas posted TikTok before me and I saw and I was like, oh. So I was posting the cringiest TikToks you can imagine. During the pandemic, we just really kind of gelled into it, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got loose.
Smoothing filter on 80.
You had a smooth 85 for me. Contour up. Why have they taken that away? But yeah, you had a son in the lockdown. Talk to me about pregnancy in the lockdown. Make it quick.
Right. Pregnancy in lockdown was amazing. I had the best pregnancy on earth. Don't hate me. I generally did have the best pregnancy ever.
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Birth was whole thing.
You had a very traumatic birth. Yep. And I'm in the set of George of the Jungle on my arm.
it's on your mouth.
What's on my mouth? Does my lipstick come off? Stop it, Yasmin. I can't breathe. Giving birth was a traumatic time. Yeah. And she was so annoying. You know when you want to know everything. Okay, whatever drugs you're on in birth and whatever's been syringed.
Didn't I lie about my epidural for the first 6 months?
He was born and she FaceTimed. She was like, oh, it's natural delivery. And
I was high as a kite.
C-section, which is... let's touch on that, actually, mm-hmm. because natural delivery... My finger's missing a nail. No masturbating, just pure anxiety. Natural delivery. I think there is no way of being a natural delivery. Any way that child comes out of you is natural.
Yeah, you've done it. And it's such a heavy...
Whether it comes out your arse, your nose. Anyway, it's come out your body, whether it's been slit open, stretched open.
Yeah, and I think my biggest fear was C-section. So when it went to C-section... I was in disbelief.
Oh, show by.
I didn't care. And you know, Eden moved in after my emergency C-section because Lee went to work the next day.
Wait, my anus is stretching.
Okay, wait. Eden, remember my ankle?
Okay.
And I'd taken so many drugs in birth. I was so high for days that I was parenting like this for like first week.
And I was asleep. She came downstairs. She was like, Eden, how do I burp him? And I woke up. I was trying to fuck it up. Where am I? And Lee was like, well, I'm off to work. See you later, Yaz. Enjoy.
I remember you coming downstairs in your dressing gown at 3 a.m. I was asleep on a carp bed in the living room with a slobbering dog on me.
I was upstairs bleeding out.
Yeah. Yaz was like, Eden, how do I burp him? But Yaz, and a lot of mothers will... A lot of mothers will feel what I'm saying here. I'm not a mother, right? I know.
Where was I going with that?
I can smell that.
Oh, it's so salami. Burping, winding in the night.
Winding in the night.
Yeah. So basically...
Oh, no. Okay, so Yazzie had Wolf and she didn't want anyone to touch him or hold him. So it's really hard to teach someone to wind a child when they won't let you hold it. She didn't want anyone holding Wolf, which is fair enough. So many parents are like that. I was like that with Chai.
I think I had so much trauma from birth as well. I didn't want anyone taking him off me.
Yeah, so I was teaching her how to wind a baby whilst not being able to hold the baby. Mm. So it got to the point where Yasmin was so high that I just took him. I took him off her, and you know when you get the chin over the arm, and he was like, "Rah!" I was like, "Take him to bed." I was like, "I'm going back to sleep."
Just breast milk everywhere.
We watched the full Twilight saga. And he was being so annoying. I was watching when Bella becomes a vampire. Spoiler. And Yasmin just kept going, look at him. Eden. I was like, I've seen him. fucking Bella's becoming a vampire. Watch the screen. She's like, look at my beautiful son. I was like, but it was a beautiful experience and you're an amazing mum.
Thank you so much.
And how do you feel about Wolf now? He's the funniest.
He's so child. Rude.
He is the one of the best kids I know.
He is so fun.
Well, yeah, one of. I have lots of nieces and nephews, don't you know?
You've got three.
When you tell him not to do something, he goes, he stops you. No, stop. He's like, stop. No, you're naughty. Not me, naughty. And you're like, Wolf, please don't jump off that wall. No, stop it.
Yeah, he never listens to
fucking
anyone.
Fucking mummy, fucking shit. I have asked you guys on Instagram lots of questions. Now, some of you were vile, but the majority of you asked quite good questions, and I've written them down. So we're going to get straight into them. What makes your bond so strong as three sisters?
I trust you two with my life. We have no boundary as sisters, which I think something...
Are you thinking about the bathroom?
No.
Oh.
What?
In the bathroom. In my bathroom.
We have no boundaries, none. Sisters. And I think that's something that a lot of siblings do have, like perhaps a line where they feel uncomfortable. Me, Farron, you'd have no uncomfortability line. Is that word? Word of the day.
There's no point where I'd ever be like, oh my God, I feel a bit awkward.
Or I can't tell her that.
Ever. Like Yasmin can talk to me with songs of praise, breath. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, your breath stinks. Or like if I'm sat next to her, she's like, you've got BO. Like there's no kind of like, oh, like, I feel really awkward. But yeah, there's no... Do you know what? I want to settle this because you tell everyone we grew up rich and I tell everyone we grew up poor.
I've never told anyone we grew up rich.
Let's meet in the middle.
Right.
Right?
Granddad was rich.
Granddad was a millionaire.
Yes.
But my dad was so proud that he didn't speak... It's none of your business. but he didn't speak to Granddad for a long time. Mm-hmm. So during those years, we did struggle. Caravan holidays can be saved up for because mm-hmm. I saw the other day someone was saying like, oh, Yasmin says you went on loads of holidays. We did.
Yeah.
But like caravan holidays, save the whole year for.
Yeah.
A fly just went up my throat.
or did it fly out?
Or Green or Mile. So I'm just John Coffeying in the corner. But yeah, we did go on holiday, but that doesn't, you can go on holiday and not be rich. But I think that's why we're so close as well as we grew up as kids. Mm-hmm. Me and Freya just spent the evenings watching Yasmin play Barbies. She would play such good games. And the way that she like held the Barbies was like so squeaky and amazing. And like she had such good storylines as well with the Barbies. And then Freya would pretend to be my netball teacher outside. We had giant fields. We'd sleep on hay bales. Like,
yeah, that was our childhood.
Picking blackberries. But we were definitely less off. We didn't, yeah.
I think pasta all day, every day.
Yeah, I think that's now we're minted.
No.
You just want to buy everything for everyone, don't you? Because we know what it's like to be without.
That's the issue. I never want to see anyone around me go without. And
never.
The feeling when you can treat someone to something that they don't have for themselves yeah. is unmatched.
Yeah, and you don't want thank yous.
No.
I can't stand.
So I do this. I go, don't say thank you. Yeah. No, I don't care. Don't say thank you.
Be appreciative, but don't say thank you. I yeah. hate thank you.
Yeah, same.
Because we know what it's like to be the person that's like, oh, thank you so,
so much.
Much. Like, I used to finish secondary school and everyone would go to town for a burger from McDonald's for a pound.
Oh, I see. I used to take Mum's Santander with me to town.
You guys used to steal Mum's card. Yeah. You were awful growing up.
Dreadful.
Whore.
Evil.
Yeah.
Vile. Feral.
Feral.
The clap from nine.
Yeah. But chlamydia. Never had it. You?
Never had it.
Wow. Next question. And this is a subject that we should touch on. Can Yasmin unblock me?
Are you asking me?
No. But we would never block anyone personally. Unless you've said anything. And we don't have to have, like, our boundaries are very close. Mm. Like, it can be anything. It can be like, or like, tag your friend. Oh, look what she's got. She's got a bogey. You're gone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. But when we're live, we have moderators. Mm. So we have no control over that. So I get about 40 messages after every live stream saying, oh, can you unblock me? I said this, but I didn't mean it this way.
I said you put on weight,
but I didn't mean it like that. Oh, I said Chai's ugly, but I didn't mean it like that. What the fuck do you mean it, Ruby from Slough? Because let's get into it.
Always Ruby.
Always Ruby or like Mia, Sarah. XOX. Yeah. And then you go onto their profile and all they use is like the freckle.
So
effect.
With me, I take no prisoners. No one. If I see anyone say anything about me, you, nothing. No, I know.
We don't have, like, just because we put ourselves online doesn't mean we have to accept all the shit because it's a lot for us.
Yeah.
We get a lot.
Like the beginning of this year has been particularly rough. I'm going
to
be honest.
We'll move on to that.
Yeah.
Tough yeah, that's foul. But yeah, the answer's no. Actually, I think you won't.
I've never unblock anyone unless you...
My block list is higher than my followers.
Yeah, same. I've literally had a message before where someone... I've actually misinterpreted what someone said.
Oh, yeah.
And I voice noted them saying, oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah, every time.
I won't unblock anyone. I'm very, very, very sensitive. And it's really difficult being online and being as sensitive as I am. Mm. So I take no prisoners. Even if you ask me a question that's too personal, I feel uncomfortable, you're gone. And I have been so violated online recently with my privacy that I'm probably more sensitive than ever. So if you wouldn't ask me to my face, don't ask me on the internet because I'll block you straight away. Am I starting?
I don't know, I'm quite scared.
My nostrils have gone up.
What's the most awkward follower experience you've had?
In real life or on the internet?
In real life. Oh the internet's a whole new era.
In real life, people screaming Eden at me. People coming up to me and realizing it's not you. And then having to go on with the photo.
No, shut up. Has there been anyone that's like rude?
I hate it when people come up to me to explain why they don't understand why you get a bad reaction
online.
Oh,
it's the worst. The amount of people that come up to me and say,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I love your videos. I don't understand why you get so much hate. I try not to look at it. And I know it's huge. But I try not to look at it because there's so much more love. Mm. So when people are saying, oh, you get so much hate. Like, look at this video
belittling.
I saw today. I tried to report it. And
I
send it.
Yeah. They send it to you. You haven't seen it.
Like, what did I say that?
Or mum sent it to you and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's always the worst. And why did, like, the fact that it's coming up on your FYP must mean you engage in it.
Yeah, that's
so
what,
that's
I,
what
think.
I always think.
That's a really sad thing that I think has come from it. I don't trust anyone anymore.
So, I've got a good question here. What did Yaz think when she first met Lloyd?
Honestly,
yeah,
one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Never seen anyone worship Eden like I do. Definitely not going to settle down.
Love that.
Because I saw a big streak of me and Lloyd.
Mm.
Like the party, happy-go-lucky, and here we are. I was obsessed with Lloyd. I was honestly obsessed with Lloyd from the second I met him, wasn't I? His biggest fan. I was on FaceTime when you went on a date, on the phone when you got off the train.
I was literally on the phone to you.
I saw your face when he walked towards you at Charing Cross.
I was so scared.
I know, but always loved him, always will love him. Not having an affair with him, but do have an abnormal obsession with Lloyd.
Right. Now, what do you think of him?
Lloyd is the person I always want to sit next to at a family event. He's always got the biggest chat. He is also going to get emotional. One of my biggest supporters. The things that have happened in my life recently have been because my brother-in-law put my head into perspective and gave me a different view on life. Mine and Lloyd's relationship is probably a lot deeper than it looks.
Yeah, but not in a sexual way. No. That you lot, the obsession is Wait, you're in love with Lloyd. Lloyd's in love with Freya. Who's in love with me?
I am in love with you.
Oh,
you're in love with Freya.
Shut the rumours down. You're not in love with Lloyd.
No, I'm not in love with Lloyd, but I adore Lloyd.
As a brother.
To the point where, no, I'm not in love with Lloyd. I'm sweating. No, I'm not in love with Lloyd, but my family, like I said in the beginning, are so close.
We're literally related.
Yeah.
I see what you see. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I can see. I love that, and that's what I love. Like, I love to see what my sister, like, when they're on the sofa just snogging and talking into each other's mouths, going, sigh, baby. You on the internet, you're like, oh, that's disgusting because you're fucking miserable. But when you're actually around it, it makes you, they're in a relationship that makes you question yours. Because.
Moving on to that.
Yeah.
Has social media always been your dream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not social media.
I've always just lived the life where I thought I was big on social media. I remember having like coming to yours with my flowery camera that was fizzly, and I was like, right, I need film for my YouTube.
Well, I've been following, buying followers since 2000.
My 70 subscribers need to see our video. They're waiting on it. My videos would never get more than like 25 views on YouTube.
That's like me now.
And they just like, I just really did manifest everything. I just lived the life as if it was happening.
Mm.
And here we are.
I've did the model thing, the actress thing, sung. I once sung to a room full of people in a studio with mirrored walls, Avril Lavigne, My Happy Ending. Just remember this. You were everything in a room full of judges. Donna Gray was there.
Did you win?
No, I didn't fucking win. I didn't get a job either. And I walked out and Dad was taking the car like, yeah, definitely made it. Yeah. Went home, worked in Jack Wills.
Yasmin also appeared in
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Little Mermaid.
And The Little Mermaid. I was Ariel.
Yeah. What did you sing?
Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? I know every word today. My mum stuck me in a red wig. Always been an actress. Always been really wanting to do something like that. So when it happened to my fucking sister, it was quite a hard pill to swallow. But it got swallowed, came out the
other
side.
But now we're level now.
No, we're fine. I always say, never compete where you don't compare. You're the biggest female influencer in the United Kingdom.
No.
To me.
Yeah, to you.
To me.
Okay, good. What motivates you?
What motivates me?
Yeah, look in the camera.
Sorry, what motivates me, my son? Money. Money motivates me.
Yeah.
Get up, make your money. Money really motivates me. When I see the people around me comfortable, when I see the people I love happy, I know money's not everything and it doesn't mean anything to some people, but I do feel like when you can make the people around you comfortable, when the people around you know they've got not a worry in the world, you're doing something right.
Sorry about the chewing if you've got misophonia. That's really lovely, a little perspective on life there, Yasmin.
I'm never stressed, ever. Because I know that if my phone bill bounces, you're there.
Yeah, I'm there.
And
straight away, grand in the
Freya,
PayPal.
Mum, Dad.
Sometimes
like,
I do it for
all, and the people we love. It's not like, for me, it's not Moncler and cars.
No.
I
do love them on Claire.
People around me can relax because they know they can text me.
Yeah, I love that.
And they'd never ask.
Freya always messages me. She's like, this life is so amazing and it's all because of you.
Yeah. No, I think that every day. You literally have that much influence that because of you, you've changed my whole life. Mm-hmm. You have.
Have I?
Yeah.
I love mine.
I was in retail forever. I was on like...
What happened to me?
Minimum wage. Minimum wage, working in retail. My sister downloaded an app. I clung on for dear life. Duetted every video she'd ever done in black and white, and here we are. I can take my son wherever I want, whenever I want. I can give him a life I only dreamed of giving
amazing,
him.
Isn't
and that's
it?
Because of you. Not stress in the world. And do you know what? An overdraft didn't scare me anymore.
No,
because I know Benji's coming through every time.
Yeah,
TikTok shopper calling.
What motivates me is you guys, or most of you watching. I wake up and I think it's really cute that there's someone sat at home on their phone waiting for me to upload a video, especially my Eat With Me's. Sometimes I just want to eat my dinner and just go to bed. But then I think there's people waiting to watch that Eat With Me to feel better. And it just motivates me, like, how can like me doing what I find so fun make me money, be a job? It's just mind blowing to me every day. And sometimes I have days where I don't post. And days if we don't want to post, we won't post.
Hmm.
Like, we're not one of those people that's, like, obsessed with the algorithm and does all the research.
I hate to break to you. That's all bollocks.
Yeah,
the
shut
algorithm.
Up.
Muting
you have to
your
post
account.
Part one and you have to do this.
If a video comes up of someone saying, here's the new changes on TikTok. Shut up. Yeah. You've got no clue what you're talking about.
If I link the Elemis cleansing balm, it's going to be scraping. If I announce a pregnancy, a million.
Yeah, exactly.
Explain that. What's the algorithm?
That's what I mean. Cry on camera. Everyone's got it in a second. Yeah. I went live on 10K Sunday
likes in 10 minutes.
6,000 people waiting there. If I do a normal TikTok shop, there's a happy 800 of us. Mm. That's. Do you know what? I really agree with you. And every time I go live, I say thank you to the camera because I'm saying thank you to everyone because they are the reason. You changed my life because
you put
me on a platform.
They changed my life.
They changed my whole life forever. Mm. And that's a really weird barrier to cross because you don't know each other,
You can't see them, but you know them.
But you know. Like, I could name 10 people that are there every live, mm-hmm. religiously. Mm. Never let me down. Buy into me as a brand.
I love them. If we could swap lives for a day, what would you do?
Go live on your account.
It's the worst thing you could ever do. I'd go live on yours.
No, if we could swap lives for a day, this is going to sound so sad. What? No. I'd just love to wake up in your bed and just because you are so chill.
Yeah.
I am envious of how chill you are. You're that cool person that does, you're effortlessly cool. I've never been that, I've always had to try, but you are effortlessly cool. I'd love to wake up in your body, just stare at myself in the mirror and smack my big booty.
I would love to wake up at the time you wake up, order a Mediterranean breakfast like you do, and drive your cool car somewhere with
a nice
smell.
Do you still think I'm cool?
You're everything I aspired to be when I was younger. What the fuck happened now? You're gonna love this one. Okay, describe me kindly in 4 words.
You.
Yeah. She's got this on lock. She's got this saved in the notes.
Biggest heart. It's one word. Mind-blowingly beautiful. That's one word. The purest soul. That's one word.
Have we been gaslit?
Ridiculously generous. That's 4 words, rocker.
If I had to describe you in 4 words, it would be adventurous, hilarious, witty, and shitty.
I am fucking funny.
Witty and kind.
Not pretty. Not pretty. No. It's the moe.
Yeah, but I wanted to say things about your soul, not like how you look, you know? Okay. Now describe me 4 words that give you the ick about me.
Chewing gum. Wait.
I'll eat an olive. No, I'll have a mini sausage.
Okay, 4 words that give you the ick about me. About you. Nothing really. You're a very clean person now. Wait.
Got a shit stain in my pants as we speak.
Chewing gum.
Do you ever just pull down, see the nugget, you think, pull them back out?
Yeah, and then it's a bit more forward than usual. You're like, have I shit out my pussy? Why?
Always get that. It's a nug by the lip, and you're like, and it's always a pull them back up. It's never, I need to change. It's
always an adventure.
Little soak up.
When you pull your knickers down, it's always an adventure. Sometimes you're like,
I don't think I've ever pulled
my underwear.
I don't think I've ever pulled my knickers down and be like,
do you think girls pull their knickers down and just have a clean run?
No.
I don't. I genuinely don't have 4 words that give you.
I can't think of one about you.
You know,
it's probably is the nugs in the pants.
You couldn't make me feel sick if you tried.
I could. I'm missing a nail. I'm trying
to
hide it.
No, that doesn't
wet.
Make me feel sick.
It's wet.
No, it doesn't make me feel sick.
No, look at the sheen.
Even when you sit there with this thumb gleaming in saliva, I don't feel sick. Nothing
really?
You do makes me feel sick. When you put chewing gum on a plate when you're eating your dinner, it makes me retch.
Yeah, or if I scrape my knife.
No, nothing you do.
Butter.
You're just not a disgusting person. You're not.
That's really kind. Okay, I've got a good question for you.
Hit me.
If you were to branch out, mm-hmm. what would you create? What would you make?
A bridal shop.
Really?
Yeah. That's what
Like with your influence online, I've branched out and I've done lashes.
Oh, a safe place for mummies.
So like what?
I'd like to create an app for mums. Mm-hmm. Where people that don't have kids can't comment. Mm-hmm. When I say people that don't have kids, I mean people who don't have children, not
around
people
them.
Who are trying for children. People, a place, a sanctuary for mums, a place where you have to put your face, name, all your details, where we can talk to each other about our issues. Mm-hmm. Because there's 3 really detrimental things to being a mum. 1, Googling. 2, talking to people that fucking hate you because your baby sleeps. And 3, the National Health Service when you've got real breastfeeding problems. That's just my opinion. I'd create a safe space for mums, an app like TikTok or Instagram, where it's not full of neutrals, where it's not full of fake motherhood, where it's full of real life screaming shit, diarrhea, worms, infections.
I tried to talk about this the other day. That's another thing I got in trouble for talking on like motherhood when I haven't been a mother.
You bought Acer up with Freya, and that is what people don't understand.
Like, I've woken up for the night feeds.
You
so
were
many times.
The third parent living yeah. there.
Because Dane works yeah. a lot. He's such a hard worker.
So I think people think sometimes you speak out of turn, but they don't understand your and Freya's relationship. Freya and Eden are in a way a lot closer than me and my sisters are because they brought up a baby together. So when Eden does comment on Acer and has Acer around her, you didn't have the same thing with
Callie.
It's
not like having my nephew with me. It's
no,
like,
it's like your son.
Yeah, when I have Wolf, I'm very conscious of being an auntie and I'm very like, oh, he's so cute. Like, Yaz must miss him so much. Whereas when I'm with Acer and Callie, I just feel like I'm there.
Take my kid.
Yeah, just like relaxed. And I'm just like,
I
know them.
I also feel like
Acer, so well.
Acer sometimes plays up because he looks to mum. If mum says no, he looks to Freya. If Freya says no, he looks to Eden because he's been brought up by
and I
the gang.
Yes.
Because Freya was so young when she had him.
Yeah. It takes, they always say it takes a village to raise a child.
It really does. Not clearly.
So you'd create a mummy app?
Yeah, I'd create a social media
app. But like, what about the
mummies?
People that aren't mums that follow you?
They've loving TikTok makeup, hair, all that kind of stuff, a fun space. But I think the biggest thing I could do with my influence is create a safe space for mums where there's
so
no
nice.
Judgment.
Yeah.
Because being judged as a mum is the most painful thing any human being alive can go through. And I genuinely
I'm going to touch on something and you tell me if it's too far.
Terrified.
I was talking about the rage and how like sometimes you like everyone online makes being a mother look so fun and so like easy and everything. But like
me
they miss out the parts where you're like, we have to take a second out the room where you're like, I
and
can't deal with this.
So room. Detrimental to people's mental health.
Because it's not normalised enough. And what I said online is people said, like, it shouldn't be normalised. People need to find help if they have thoughts like this. Like,
no one's ever honest.
No. Yeah.
Everyone's scared they're going to get their kids taken
away. Yeah, everyone's scared they're going to get their kids taken away. But what I was saying is, like, everyone's online, like, oh, I went for a nice walk with my baby. She slept 8 hours. And
they
the other
don't
like,
show the 2 hours. Yeah, well, you had to get them in the car.
But yeah, the rage is a real thing. But it's not that I think that people should normalise things that are very uncomfortable to talk about.
You're 100% right in talking about the rage. The rage, I found myself hysterically crying when he was 5 months old on the phone to my friend Emily, who's a health visitor. And I said, do you ever just need a minute?
Mm.
And that is a mummy's way of saying, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
This is so difficult. Mm. No one prepped me for this shit.
Yeah.
Because especially when you're like breastfeeding, you're the answer and there's no way out.
Yeah,
no one else can calm them. Well, that's what I had anyway in my experience.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. The rage is real. Everyone gets the rage. And if you don't get the rage, that's not fucking normal. Everyone. And even if you're the most wonderful dove, Karen Millen wearing wonderful mummy alive, which we all idolize. I don't know why, because we're all fantastic mums.
Mm.
There is always a moment where you're like, and it's always when it's wee, 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 and you've tried everything.
It's the newborn. Or, and there's nothing you can do.
But when she says the rage, she even means like,
I don't
take
mean
him
like,
for a minute.
Yeah, I don't mean you're going to kill your child. No. I mean, like, I get it like, sometimes with the dogs.
Yeah.
If Chase won't shut the flying fuck.
We all get it with Chase.
Yeah, everyone gets it with Chase. But, like, it's normal to have a feeling
I
of, like...
called Chase a little shite the other day.
No judgment. But honestly, it's one of the hardest things, and I take my hats off to any mum, any parent, any single parent, anyone. It's
In
not...
my eyes, single mums are superheroes.
And dads.
And I will never, And I will never understand how they do it.
It's honestly, I'm tired even thinking about it. What is your biggest fear?
Burglary.
Speak on it.
I was with a guy for 5 years before I met Lee. And he was the dodgiest person alive and continually told me for 5 years that someone was going to break into the house and kidnap me and hurt me every night when I was like 17. 18, 19. And at the time I stopped sleeping, that's when it started. I used to sleep in when I was a teenager, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't used to wake up till like midday or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think someone can do so much psychological damage to you. I don't sleep. I wake up every night. I hear a door. I hear a bump. I'll sit up in the night. When I stay at Lloyd and Eden's, I've got the text. Lloyd has to text me when he gets up. Wherever I stay now, if I hear any noise, I sit up and I go, have you locked the door?
Yeah,
I
and it's not like something times. Where you can just be like, yeah. like she needs a full-on explanation of the doors locked, how we got security, how everything, yeah. like, and she'll just wake up all night. Who's that? What's that?
But I don't know why, but burglary, breaking and entering, forced entry, all those things terrify
that
me.
That is terrifying, but I don't have an irrational
But you
fear
never think about it.
No.
I know people that leave their cars unlocked and their houses yeah. unlocked. That's how we were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, that is my biggest fear.
Yeah, we never grew up with a
Obviously,
house
my biggest fear in the whole world is ever being without Wolf. but that's not a fear that many people could relate to.
No.
Unless you're a mum. So yeah, burglary for me is like people breaking into the house, kidnap, burglary, all those kind of things. I've just watched too much TV when I was younger.
Mm.
And yeah, he really messed me up.
Yeah. My biggest fear is just stomach bugs. Who's your favourite TikToker?
Aside from you, and I generally mean that with chest, someone I check. I love Tana.
Tana?
Yeah, I love really? Her. Just so unpredictable.
Mine's
outrageous.
Anna Paul. Do you watch her?
Oh, I watch her, not on TikTok though.
And let's bring this to a solemn end. There's a lot going round
mm.
that people want to know, but I think let's ask from the horse's mouth.
I look like a horse, Eden. That's my biggest trolling comment.
So do I. What is going on? You don't need to, just like on the basis.
We are fantastic parents. Mm. We will always be fantastic parents. Right now we are not living together. But 10 years is a long time. All we care about is Wolf's happiness.
Oh, to put it bluntly, do you know what I mean?
And that's it right now. Not really sure, don't really have any statement to give. Yeah, I feel like...
not living together, Wolf's fine. Well, on that lovely note, I think we'll draw things to an end. I'm going to go and cry into a pillow. What about anyone else here? If you did enjoy, make sure you do leave us a review. If it's a bad one, fuck off and don't write one. Put that on my comments on TikTok. Yeah, if you did enjoy, make sure you do like, comment, subscribe on our YouTube, leave a 5-star review. That's what you need to do. But don't just put the stars, like, give me a little something.
Yeah, give some feedback.
What was your favourite bit? And if you're watching on the YouTube, thank you so much. Have I looked at you once? I hope so. But yeah, you can find this podcast every Friday at 7 p.m. on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, who uses that?
And there is amazing people coming on.
We've got some great guests in the pipeline, so stay tuned, guys. Lots of love.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.